Ever since that day, it haunted her. Like dull blades sawing through flesh, that one memory grated through her mind, and sometimes she could feel herself slipping away. But it was only recently that her resolve began to falter. Others were starting to see her weakness through the tiny cracks that etched their way into her visage. "Witch of the forest, take my question and bring the answer to me." Claire placed the instructions in her front pocket and moved her arm back. As she waited, in her mind she recited, "Don't turn to face the house. Don't turn to face the house."
"My, my, a young girl knows how to summon me. How could this be?"
said a chilling, scratchy voice on the back of Claire's neck. Understanding the mindset of a narcissist, their personality traits, and their effects on those around them gives victims a new perspective of what they endured, as well as a renewed sense of self. It's also a way to recognize the warning signs in future potential relationships so as not to repeat the cycle. Flossie, a little puppy, was living on a farm near the forest with her family. She did not like doing what she was told. She was always trying to find ways to do exactly what she wanted. One morning, she woke up, opened her mouth wide, and yawned.
"Ay."
Then she looked around at her three brothers and two sisters.
"I'm bored," she said.
"And what are you going to do about it?" one of her brothers, named Buster, asked her.
"I am going to go off and have an adventure," Flossie said.